Okay. Up to packaged base. Okay. Bez Hashem, this Sunday we don't have shir. But on Monday, Bez Hashem, have regular. Monday's last day of Hanukkah. Okay, so we'll have regular Bez Hashem, regular shir throughout the week, Bez Hashem. Oh, okay. So I'd like to start today with a tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg. Okay, that's the beginning of the pocket. You know, the tshuvas of Maharam Rutenberg have, they're like different defusim, defus Prague, another defus. This is the new printing, actually, of the tshuvas of Maharam Rutenberg. So let's see what the tshuva is about, and let's see how this fits into what we've discussed in the past. Raise your test, page 2. Al ben hanolad b'somach l'chashecha. So a boy was born right near the beginning of darkness. So it was around the time that there was three stars. And if you looked outside, it looked like day. And you saw stars, which even looked like small stars. So what's the story here? So what would you say? How would you paskin? Rabbi Nairon, how would you paskin? What are you saying?
Lila.
Let's say Lila.
We don't really care about whether it's light or not. If the right side is better than the
other. So here, Lila. What was the three stars?
I think it would seem whole. Maybe you could also say that, oh, we're not keen in stars, and therefore maybe these are.
So he says nearly Yesh Lismach al Chachavim. Because we'll treat the kochavim like a suffik, even though usually you have a kochavim, it's vaday laila. We're going to treat it like a suffik, and then we'll push off the bris a day. In other words, so the kochavim, it's Tuesday night, and we have this situation. So really, according to Shimon Nairon, that Tuesday night is Wednesday, so you should have the bris on Wednesday. So Maharam Rutenberg disagrees with him. And says, no, we'll have the bris on Thursday. Because it's not Shabbos, it's not Yontif, so you don't have to be exact. Meaning you always have to do bismano, but if it's a suffix, then we can wait a day, because, you know, if it's a Shabbos, then a suffix mila can't be docha Shabbos or Yontif. But this is no big deal. What? Yeah, you can do a bris if it's a vaday. No, suffik not, a vaday. Also, there's a whole, we're not going to get into that now. It's a whole, yeah.
Does the mamakra even push off there? Or does it mean that of the 2 days, which means you don't push it off at all?
No, he's saying you push it off. He says, since the next day is not Shabbos Yontif, so we're pushing it off onto the next day, so we do on the later day. Maybe I said it wrong. In other words, it's Tuesday night, so it's a suffix. So it's suffix Tuesday, suffix Wednesday. You're right. I said it incorrectly. So not Thursday. You would do the later day Wednesday, right? Yeah. No, I said it wrong. I said it incorrectly. But then he says like this. on page 3. On the bottom, V'im, last column, from the right side of page 3, last paragraph. V'im al tesomach lo tzos rosh avlad, the prose the roa kochovim. Say, like Rabbi Masrik thought the pshat was, in other words, the kid is born, so what's the first thing you do? So Bezman is that when a kid is born, first thing you do is you call the mail. Ever tell you a story about that? I'll tell you a good story in a second. Maybe I said it once, but I'll tell it again. But before we get to the story, first thing you do, you go outside and check to see if there's three stars. So if you go, as soon as your wife gives birth, you go outside, you see three stars. So you know what he says? That even if it's Friday night, next, Zohar Shabbos. Since right away you went outside, as Rabbi Masrik thought, I also thought, right away you went outside, you saw three stars. So we don't, it's interesting, you're not choshesh that maybe the three stars came, you know, after. In other words, your wife gave birth, and then you went outside, but it took a little time to go outside. So he's not being choshesh for that, that maybe time it took outside, maybe there was only two stars when the baby was born. And now the three stars, he says, Im la'alter, somuch lotzos ha'rosh avlad, the prozdor. If the child, the head comes out, ro'o kachovim, nirik igam roi l'chala lovas ha'shabes. Holshukain she'en kan chilun. Certainly if there's not a question of a chil, of all im la'achar, but im la'achar hotzos rosh nishtah ha'shos meruba. But say you didn't go out right away. You stayed inside and you waited, blah, 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 and then you finally went out. And you saw kachovim. That's no, that doesn't count because there was a long lapse between. But if there was no long lapse, you could assume that it was at the says kachovim, which is a big chiddush because I would have thought even if there's no lapse, you know, maybe. Maybe it was the three kachavim at the time that it was Tosi Rosh, right? What? Yeah, so that could be maybe considered later. Right. It was a Tosi Rosh. You say that's considered the later. That's not his chiddush. You don't need the Marami Rutenberg for that. Yeah. So he says, look at the footnote number one, Aleph, footnote Aleph on the right side of page 3. So he says, the line that begins, Kol Shekein. See it? The right side of page 3 in the bottom, in the footnotes. The first word of the line is Kof Shin, Kol Shekein. Vadil Elo Mahani Kaktanim, whom he shub Shahaya Harakiya Masir. Whereas he said, in other words, Shimon Iron says he saw the Kochavim. So Maram Brunberg says, no, we're not going to, at least the way he's interpreting it, we're not going to count the kochavim because since it's so light outside, then those kochavim don't count. That's probably a kochavim when you're in Bayom. What? Say what? No, what the footnote is saying? Well, I was bothered, but how do you understand that? So when I saw the footnote, I was happy because I thought it was a reasonable shot. Now, obviously, Simon Shochet had a different shot, because he wouldn't have been...
I wasn't dramatic, because two paragraphs in a row, it sounded like he was saying
that he didn't call the Kochavim. Right, so that's why he's bothered. So what does it mean in the beginning of the thing, that we don't count the Kochavim? That's what Shimon Iron says. Of course you count the Kochavim. So he says, no, over here, it was too light to count the Kochavim. It was too light. So those kochavim don't count.
Well, he said,
What? Where are you reading? Where? Ava pisha yara kiba se ke yom pa'amim she ein maskil lahak shik. Right, in other words, that's one side. And then the other side is to say not. So that's why he's saying it's a suffix. The suffix. As a suffix. So, right, so we'll, it's a suffix. So we'll do the later time. What? Right, you see what Mr. Katan is saying, that the Mishnah Berurah we saw says it's not enough for three stars, it has to be Hekshech Elyon, Hiksif Tachton. Okay, so that's do you need the next one? Yeah. Yes, it's a suffix. So one second.
I mean, the vader is suffix. That
would be enough to me. Right. So he said. So in other words, but in the end, on page 3, on the bottom paragraph, on the right side, he makes this thing that if right away you go out and you see the kochavim, and the way the footnote is explaining it means it was also dark. So it's a chiddush because you don't have to worry that. Because maybe the three kochavim came out. I mean, it takes takes a little bit. His wife gave birth, and then he goes outside. I mean, obviously, it's talking about after she gave birth. Could you read it? La'alta sovach lo tzos harosh ro'a kochavim?
La'alta means immediately
after. Right. So it was after. So that's a shtickel chiddush, that since you did a la'alter, you don't have to be choshish that the stars came out later. Right? But if you waited some time, and you didn't go out la'alter, then you have to be choshish that those three stars came later, and then it's not docha Shabbos. So say this thing happened on a Friday night. So your wife came back on a Friday night, and as soon as after she gave birth, you looked outside, and you saw the stars. Right away. I mean, it could be there was a window, in the hospital, and then you walked out the window, and there it was. So mamish, seconds later. As if it would mamish take your chveis, like today you have to take an elevator down to the ground floor and go out. I don't know if that would be called la'alter for this purpose. But it's still a shtickle chiddush. Still. So what is the chiddush of this Maran Rittenberg? So we discussed the chiddush about that. You do it later. But what's the essence of the chiddush of the Maharam Rutenberg? What? Well, you mean if it's mazir, okay.
You don't have to wait for milk.
Oh. Right. So you don't have to wait for milk. You don't have to wait for... And this is the... That you don't have to wait for milk. So basically, someone to say that maybe this is the precursor to what? To the Michas Kohen. Yeah. And if you look in the Sefer Torah Chemed, on page 27. So take a look at page 27. He says, "Haraya machrasi mitshuvas maram Rutenberg the first prag shetshuvas re bal hatoisus ki the isabor zarua uvahagol zashri." Page 28. You don't have to assume that we're not bucky. In other words, I'm not a bucky. You saw it, it's good enough. This might be against that Rabbeinu Yonah that says that after we do Ketanim because we're not bucky, but Mela ain't be a day to a loma echa b'shnaim. So there's one or two things you have to say. Shari b'shabes, well, but what about the re that says four mil? So he says, that's it. Lo koi al Rabbeinu Tam, kushim z'atzvahu, osma oskimo b'sachim. One possibility is you're giving him a Shabbos. Yeah. Just a Gemara Shabbos, that's all I'm asking for. No? No? And all the Gemara's go. Yeah? Oh, okay. These are the old Gemaras. I remember when people actually used these old Gemaras. Today, they're not as used, you know. Because we had the steer of the two Gemaras. So he's saying maybe this is a proof to, there was, if you want to say the Maharam Rutenberg is going with Rabbi Natan, so then he's basically the source of the Milchus Kohen. If he's not, then he's not. So some want to say that the original source of the Milchus Kohen is this Maharam Rutenberg. Because Maharam Rutenberg is basically telling me that all you need is three stars. You don't have to worry about Dal Mil. All you have to worry about is three stars. And that's it. And that's basically what the Sefer Hazman and Bavon explains. That's basically the Shita of Chasim Sofer. So this is the Riyaz Zaken. So you can say he's not working with Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying it's a different Shita than Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying you don't need the dollar bill, but you need the three stars. And the three stars, you don't work, you work with whatever you see. Whatever the head yod sees. Or, but if you want to say he's working within Rabbeinu Tam, then we have a raya that Rabbeinu Tam is, that the Michas Kohen's in Rabbeinu Tam is the correct shot. Because ultimately, the truth was, the father goes out, sees if there's stars, don't say, well, why don't you have to make sure that there was Dal and Mil? Doesn't say that. So this Maharam Rutenberg could be the original early source of just saying three stars and not being meshubad to any particular milah per se, which would ultimately be the Michas Tovin's opinion. So this just makes an earlier version of the Michas Tovin. Yeah, let me hear. Was there weren't, it wasn't dark, there were stars. So he says, well, that's maybe the something. We're not going to let you. It's Friday night, you go out, and your wife gave birth Friday night, and you went out, and it wasn't so dark, and you saw some stars, but that verse would not be built in Shabbos. But if your wife gave birth, and you look out right away, as soon as she gave birth, you look in the sky, and you see the stars, and it's dark, so that's good. So that, and the bris milah is dofer Shabbos. Whether, and no, dal mil is not part of the cheshbon. So some want to say that the Sefer Torah's Temer, that maybe it's a different, two possibilities. Either it's a different shita from Rabbeinu Tam, and you know, Hanami Rabbeinu Tam would always say you need dal mil, or no. It is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and then Michas Kohen is right, because Rabbeinu Tam was not, married to the fact that you need to tell him. Yeah.
Why didn't you say for your sake, you said that time is the reason, then you go out there and see the stars, where you at that point, now, are you
So as you looked at it, and here it was dark, and there were three stars. And the baby was just born. It could be, like I said, there was a window in the room. So you were there, and then she gave birth, and then you manage, you know, a split second, you look out the window, and there it is. So it's not the star just came out, like. But what about, he doesn't say that it was only if it's our meal. Okay, there's more of the Milchus Kol we have to finish up, but we're not going to have time now, and then Bez Hashem Monday we'll finish this up and we'll start Bez Hashem packing your gimbal. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break.